innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Initiative Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 285. Joining me today, not Brian.
What's up?
Chilling, dude. It's another fucking amazing week. A bit of a short week because we're recording this a little bit earlier than we usually do. But it's fucking good. How you doing, man?
What's going on? Good. I keep thinking that today is Friday.
Yeah.
Once you sent me the info, because I had forgot, like I told you, dad brain.
Yeah, dad brain. Dad brain's the best.
It's basically like I got the show notes, and I'm like, wait, we're recording today? And you're like, yeah, dude, remember? I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, remember I'm taking a vacation?
Right.
Yeah. Remember, I will be around you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll actually be physically in my presence for the first time since my wedding day.
Yeah, exactly.
Although this time my wife and I will be sober.
yeah, you won't be completely intoxicated.
Because the wedding was a lot of wine.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was basically a lot of, it started with a box of wine to share across those in the family that wanted it after we, you know, after we tied the knot official. And then tons of wine at the wedding reception, which was the private dinner. Mm-hmm. And then the
all the beers.
Yeah, the after party where everybody kept buying me fucking whiskey.
Yeah.
And then, like,
it was only fitting, though.
It was only fitting. I was gonna say you only get married once, but that's the case for me, yes. But you know, for some people, that's, you know.
Next, it's a rotating door.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Things are good. I've been watching a lot of shit.
Sweet.
The first thing I started watching, and I'm still watching Euphoria, their weekly.
Okay.
But I decided to give this show a shot because I know you've recommended it, and my cousin has recommended it before. Mm-hmm. But I finally watched The Flight Attendant.
Yes.
That show is so fucking dope. Like,
it's fucking crazy good.
Like, I didn't know where it was going to take me.
Yep.
Because it shows you that, like, she was such a blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I've partied hard before. And
yeah, she's a legit party harder.
Yeah. Like, I've already gotten drunk like a night or two where I'm like, oh shit, what did I do with that?
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that. You're like, fuck, there's a whole part of my, it's basically from The Simpsons, scene missing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's just that. But for her, she wakes up next to a dead dude.
Yep.
Who was actually, he's on The Haunting of Hill House and...
oh, yeah, that's right, he is.
And Bly Manor. He's the... in Hill House, he was the brother who was the author.
Uh-huh.
And that show just is a total mindfuck in all the best ways possible.
It's fucking great.
Oh, it's...
It's really good fucking writing in the show.
Everybody was amazing. And fucking Rosie Perez, holy shit. Fucking great, like, because I haven't seen her in anything in
her little time. Her little sub-story... is insane.
Yes, where she's married to the Anthony Michael Hall lookalike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, he's like a IRS guy or something. Mm-hmm. No, or
he does something. He does something.
Something that, government and like her little, you know, side quest.
It's a good way to put it. It's a
side quest. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I actually saw her once in Staten Island.
Who, Rosie or Katie?
Rosie. Like, nice. I was working for the furniture company back then. So we're talking like 15 years ago, maybe.
Nice.
And, yeah. So like, she was walking with her people, and like, I was walking back from like I think it was like the bank. I was doing like the store deposit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I looked and I'm like, that's Rosie Perez. I didn't say anything. But I'm like, oh shit, you know, that's cool. And then like I went back to work, like that was my day. But yeah, she's fantastic. Like, she really, like, I've always liked her in things.
Yeah, I've always loved Rosie Perez. She's always been really good.
Yeah. So then, like, aside from that show, I've still been watching Letterkenny.
Okay.
Yeah, I spoke about Ozark last week. This week, I've also, and we watched it in two nights, my wife and I, Murderville on Netflix.
Yeah, you were telling about that show.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's
okay.
The acting is intentionally bad, as is the okay. story.
Okay.
Because it's improv.
Okay.
So Will Arnett always plays the same detective.
Nice.
And he's basically trying to solve a cold case murder of his partner who was gunned down, or no, who was like stabbed 15 years ago.
Jeez, okay.
And it's the person playing this part is not in the show at all, like even in flashback, except for her uniformed memorial pick, and it's Jennifer Aniston.
Ha, that's funny.
And so each episode is a different celebrity guest star who,
okay,
now the celebrity is not given a script. They have zero clue what the fuck is going on.
Okay.
All right. So the first episode started with Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
And then the next one was former NFL QB Marshawn Wallace.
Okay.
Then you had Kumail Nanjiani.
Kumail. Fucking love Kumail. Dude. Yeah,
I love him. He was hysterical. I mean, he's
always hysterical. He's a really good comedian.
Yeah, he really is. Like, with that, though, picture him not knowing what the fuck is going on and trying to figure it out and play along.
Nice.
And then you had Annie Murphy. She was Alexis from Schitt's Creek.
Okay. Okay.
And she's now on Kevin Cadet herself. Then you had Sharon Stone.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Who? You could tell she had the most fun out of everybody on this thing.
Nice.
And then one of my personal favorite comedic actors right now, Ken Jeong.
Oh yes, Dr. Ken.
And great, Dr. Ken is the best. The fact that he's a real doctor too is just like,
yeah,
that's
fucking nuts, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So he is on the last episode, and that episode had like a couple of guest stars, like Phil Lamar was in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And like, because you never really see Phil Lamar. Well, you got a cat.
Yeah, he just climbed up on here. Like, what the fuck are you doing? That.
So Phil Lamar, who you never really see in live action, you know, because you only know him, like, he's a hell of a voice actor.
Absolutely. That's all he really does.
Yeah. So Murderville is actually pretty fun.
Okay.
Because you have to solve the crime. Like, it's something that you really have to pay attention to.
Okay.
Because like they'll try to like, you know, get the case, and they kind of indirectly look toward your direction. Like, okay, so
they kind of break the fourth wall a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay.
So Murderville was fun. It was so weird to not watch any Boba Fett. Yesterday.
Yeah, it was very weird.
I was like, oh, it's Wednesday, and there's nothing.
There's only dynamite.
Oh, yeah. The other thing I'm watching right now, too, I have like two episodes left, is the third season of Tacoma FD.
Okay.
Yeah, which that's a great show too.
So I've heard. You've mentioned it a few times, and I'm like, should I watch it? Too. Yeah.
But then I've just been playing some like PS4.
Nice.
Going back, replaying Spider-Man Miles Morales because it's been a while since I played it.
Okay.
It got to the point where I forgot how to use controls. Like, because there were times where like I'm like hooked on the Spider-Man game where I go like back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I know you guys can't see him, but Steve looks like something out of The Godfather, or like a supervillain role, yeah. In Bond.
Yeah.
The cat.
Yep.
We just gotta get to
the cat. The cat's fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just posing. Like, yeah, look at my asshole.
We gotta get you a monocle.
Oof.
That's why, like, when I record in the office here, like, I shut the door. So my cats stay downstairs.
Yeah, see, what I have to do, I think I'm going to have to just, like, start recording in my fucking room.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
I know. This is hysterical. Yeah. Anyway, that's
like craving attention over here.
Cat. Yeah. Well, what the cat's doing is basically saying that, like, oh, you know, dad can't be here right now, so I'm going to
be home for him. Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, it got to the point where I played a lot of other games. All right, I did the Uncharted again, and I did Jedi Fallen Order twice. So like, I forgot how to do like Spider-Man moves and shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
So like, it's playing like a whole new game to me. I'm like, okay, that's good. Aside from that, I got this is like the blooper episode.
It really is. Because, like, I don't know what to, like, this cat is just, like, literally, like, on my fucking shoulders right now.
I know. Oh, man. Hey,
It's the first time. Because it's never done this. We recorded how many episodes in this apartment with this cat?
Yeah.
And this is the first time that she's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to climb on top of you.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey. Fuck it, let's just run with it.
We're not stopping. We just keep going.
No, we're just going. Just the people when the people listen to us on when the show drops on Spotify and all the others, it's gonna be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
it's like an audiobook, people.
Mm-hmm, it really is. It really fucking is.
So aside from all that, I don't think I've watched anything else.
Okay,
except for what we'll talk about later.
Yay! Well, we're gonna talk about later is pretty fucking cool too.
Yeah, but actually, I mean, how could I not have said that I also watched the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Oh yeah, which we'll be talking about some other shit from the Super Bowl later on too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not big on football, as you know, but like that was an entertaining game.
It was actually a really fun game
because it was two other. It was a not Tom Brady team.
Yep.
Nothing against Brady, just like give somebody else the chance.
Yeah, pretty
Cause,
much.
Because I mean, like he straight up proved himself. But last year, where he left New England and joined
the Bucks.
Tampa, and like yeah,
the Tampa,
yeah. And then like you know, didn't need anybody's assist. Like
he did need an assist because he brought in Gronk with him. He brought, you know, true. Gronkowski, and then he eventually wound up getting Anthony Brown last season, which wound up, you know, biting him in the ass the next season after that. But
but
it still worked with what he had, and there's a lot of good players within the team itself.
Yes.
So they just didn't have the proper direction to take them to where they went in a long time.
So like Meg had done like the Super Bowl pool. And then like I primarily watch it because of that damn halftime show.
Of course, yeah. That was like a fantastic halftime show.
That was like I actually went back and rewatched it like two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because now, like, okay, you know, the excitement calmed down and you could just, like, watch it and, you know, pay attention to it. And, like, they all still got it.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, did you see that shit going on? It was on Twitter. It's like right before Snoop got up on the stage, like when he climbed up the stairs.
Yeah.
He smoked weed. Oh my God. That's so shocking.
Yeah.
What a scandal. What a scandal.
Right. Exactly. Oh my God. I'm so lost. How could that be?
It's like, do you guys not remember?
But the funniest shit with that is that Jordynne Grace from Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
She started trolling a bunch of people because she was like, oh yeah, how dare he? He smoked the wacky tabackies. She just started a whole thing or whatever, like, oh, he's going to hell and this stuff. Granted, we know that she's fucking joking around, but people were taking it so fucking seriously. She was like, dude, like she just kept rolling with all the trolls. Yeah. Fucking hilarious. Probably the best thing of this week.
But it's like, yes, we all know Snoop smokes. Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
It's completely legal in fucking LA.
Yeah. I've smoked it in California. I know. Like,
if you don't smoke it, it's like, what?
Yeah.
How could you not?
I remember when I was in San Francisco back in 2018, it's like, one of my friends lives out that way, and like, we're, you know, hadn't seen him since because he only comes here for Toy Fair. And so like we hung out, and he's like, oh, you want some? I was like, you sure? And I'm like looking around. He's like, bro, it's kind of I'm like, all right.
It's completely legal here, guy.
So like, it's like, do you remember when Snoop Dogg was fucking so high at WrestleMania, he fell asleep in the throne?
Yeah.
Because he was there because his cousin is Sasha Banks.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, back to the halftime show. Like, so who cares? Like, Snoop smoked before he got up on the stage. He and Dre just doing Still Dre. And what else did they do? They opened with...
They did pretty much their classics.
They did their classics. And then, like... did not expect 50 Cent to show up.
Yeah, wasn't expecting that either.
Because he wasn't announced.
No, he wasn't announced. Because you gotta think about it like this. Like, what Super Bowl doesn't have a special appearance that isn't announced? Mm-hmm. Every one of them has it, no matter who it is. Like,
yeah,
they're always going to pop up with somebody.
Yeah. But then, like, people are fucking, like, fat-shaming him, too. It's like, can you... Like, you're easy to type shit online, but yet you try hanging upside down for a while while rapping and not missing a beat.
But also, these people have to remember, like, did you look the same way 10 years ago when that song actually came out?
Right. If I think back at it, like, that song was what? Early 2000s?
Yeah.
Yeah. When that song dropped, like... I was probably about 100 pounds less. No. I'm roughly about 215, 220. I was probably like 145, 150 pounds.
Yeah.
You know? So, yes, I look different. People change as they get older. It's a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, like, you look at...
The song came out in 2003.
Okay, there you go. But then you got, you had Mary J. Blige show up doing her thing.
Great.
She was amazing. And,
yeah.
And, you know, as I told you earlier, it's like Meg said at best, she's like, she crawled so Beyonce could walk.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like,
you know, and then you had Kendrick.
Yeah.
Who I don't really know. I don't think I've ever listened to him.
Right.
You know.
Same here.
Not. It's just. I guess I missed that boat or whatever.
Because he's also like one of the newer rappers that are actually decent rappers.
Yeah, he was good.
He's not part of that whole mumble rap shit that's been going on as of late.
Yeah. Oh, I hate
so
that shit.
Like, yeah. So do I. And he's actually like, he's won awards for his shit. Like. He's actually a pretty good rapper.
Right.
So, like, I haven't necessarily heard any of his albums. I think I probably heard one of them. But, like, after watching his performance and seeing, like, the energy that he has on the stage, I was like, yeah, I gotta listen to some more of this.
And then it was really cool. First off, the stage for them, like, you know, like a trailer, but also like a house. That was really dope. And then like just the fucking explosion of the trailer door and Eminem just coming out.
Yep.
But before you see him, he just goes straight up into Forgot About Dre. And like he was like, I mean, you can't mess with Eminem. Like he's fucking insanely good.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a fantastic fucking rapper, dude.
Yeah. And then the whole controversy with the NFL, like, because he knelt and they hated that.
Yeah.
They actually warned him not to, and he did it anyway, because you can't tell Eminem shit.
Not only does that, like, but one thing that I was talking to one of my coworkers or whatever earlier is that Dre refused to get paid by the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure everybody else on the show also refused to get paid, because these people get fucking mad money all the time. Why are you gonna pay for this? Like, right. We'll just do it for the fuck of it, because we are, first off, we're in our hometown and we're performing at the Super Bowl with our home team playing at the same time.
Yeah.
Why get paid for it? We just do this for free. For the fans.
And there was also that big controversy. The NFL did not want Dre to say "still not fond of the cops."
Yeah.
And he did anyway.
Yep, they did, of course. Which is cool. Like he sticks to his guns, man.
Right. He didn't sell out, you know.
Yeah. I don't mind. It was a fun performance.
It sort of reminds me of like back in the movie The Doors, mm-hmm. where the talk show host was like, "You shouldn't say, you know, get much higher, say get much better," but he said it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do. I'm the artist. I'm the one that's fucking getting money, getting paid to do this shit.
Right.
Tell me what to fucking do.
So yeah, aside from all that stuff, you know, just got, you know, for anybody who is watching and not noticing my big ass headphones, I'm currently recording using my new Beats Fit Pro.
Sweet. Yeah. They look pretty cool, though. They look pretty cool.
They look like, if I take one out and just have one in, I could look like a spy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's almost like the cover. And these are, I mean, like, this isn't like a paid sponsorship, but like, the review of these things are great. I like that they fit in the ear without like having to fall out, and I've like shaken my head a lot to like test them and nothing. I like that they're magnetic in the case.
Yeah, that's how they should be, because the other ones that I had before, they were the same way too. Like the regular Bluetooth headphones that I had, that were little stems and stuff like that. They were both magnetic and things, so it would automatically clinch onto the charge port, so that way it would stick there without any problems.
And like, I've had two other pairs of Beats before. I've had over the ear, which they unfortunately, like the headband part snapped in half.
Oh, that's fun.
A couple of years ago, yeah. And then I had a pair of earbuds, but you know, technology changes.
Yeah,
and all. And
it evolves so much.
It evolves. And like, I was like okay with the Beats way back, but like these, I've played all different genres of music. Like, I've played everything from like hip hop to Behemoth, you know? And like, I'm like, okay, you actually hear everything that you should be hearing.
Fuck yeah.
You know, and like, sound quality in a phone call is great too.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my
for you as a receiver, or for the other person on the other
end? For both. For both. Nice. I tested it out when I got them, and my wife was like, "Yeah, you sound like," she was up here doing work, and like, I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna call you," and I did, and she's like, "Yeah, they sound great," and I heard her.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude, that's awesome. And those costs are pretty penny too, so
yeah,
you would hope so.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
But aside from all that, nice. What you've been up to, Cat?
I've been chilling, dude. Like I've been Been doing a lot of working. It's been a lot of work because we actually got to print a lot of shit because we've actually been on a bit of a paper shortage the last few months, pretty much. So like we got a bunch of paper in, and we're just trying to slowly actually get some more shit done. And I have, like, it's been doing what I got to do for work and shit like that. But besides work, I've actually I started rewatching. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Started with the first season again. Started from the very first season. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking hilarious, dude. It's so fucking good. Granted, it's before Danny DeVito got onto the show, but it was still really fucking funny. And a lot of that shit would not fall today, because they would automatically be like, "Oh, what the fuck kind of shit is this?" Because on the first episode is pretty much like, "Oh yeah, the gang becomes fuck the gang is racist or some shit like that."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
There's so much shit with that show that nowadays, yeah, like every keyboard warrior out there would be like, you know,
yeah,
they're wearing blackface.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. It's fucking crazy how times have changed. Just from like what, like 2003 until now. It's crazy good. It's a crazy good show. So like, if you haven't watched It's Always Sunny, go check that shit out because it's fucking great. Then the other thing that I've actually like been watching a lot of this past week, because granted it's only like 5 episodes in so far, and I think it's only like 6 episodes or so, but I've been watching Pam and Tommy on Hulu.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna wait till it all comes up and then I'm gonna watch it.
And it is an interesting show. Granted, it's loosely taken on the true stories or whatever of, you know, the Pam Anderson Tommy Lee sex tape. It's not necessarily completely autobiographical, but it's good. It's good writing. It's very enjoyable. It's obviously Sebastian Stan is actually like pretty good as Tommy Lee. Like he does all the mannerisms. He sounds like him from time to time. He looks like him from time to time, other than being like fucking super short. But he's good. And also the girl playing Pam, fucking dope too. She looks just fucking like her too. Like the makeup they did on her is fucking great. It's fucking fantastic.
And like, he looks really good as Tommy Lee.
Yeah, he does.
And I remember when the show was coming out and like they had talked about casting, and mm-hmm. you got to see him in the first makeup, the whole like the tattoos.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. And then like,
what kind of sucks is that like you can tell that they're not real tattoos.
Yeah.
They look like they've recently been done.
Got it. But he actually learned how to do the infamous twirl of the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does it pretty good. He did it a few times on the show. I'm like, okay. He has a lot of
it's gonna be like a wacky title for this episode.
Yeah, facial features. Yeah,
like facial cat features.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, he does really good. He does really good. The girl that plays Pam is really good too. Also, like Seth Rogen is actually pretty good as a complete. The dick bag that fucking released the tape. Mm-hmm. And granted, from I don't know how true it is, but Tommy Lee is a complete dick.
I've heard nothing but stories about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like he basically like refused to pay him and fired him, and then he wound up the dude wound up like stealing his safe, which wound up having the tape in there. That's how he wound up giving it up or whatever. At least from what it says. I don't know. How true it could actually be, but it's a fun watch. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty hilarious at times. especially in the beginning, in the first couple episodes, and then it gets real serious because it touches on Pam getting pregnant and them trying to actually have a kid and then losing the kid and all that shit. And then, you know, Pam being really, really upset about it fucking with her career and everything, because at the beginning they didn't have, it wasn't like really publicized.
Right.
But then as it started selling and, you know, started getting on the web, because it was at the very beginning of the webs as well. Yeah, so like it was like, oh yeah, you just search Alta Vista and you'll find them. And they would go on Alta Vista and they would start searching for Pam and Tommy. And you wind up seeing, instead of seeing, you know, pictures or anything, but you see links to where you could find the actual video. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Jesus, that's a long fucking time ago. I remember those days. Yeah, but it's a fun watch. So I definitely recommend you guys to watch it. Also, like, this past week I saw on TNT they have the real story behind it, so like kind of like documentary style on it, so I kind of want to see that as well.
Yeah
So yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And then I guess something that we can talk about before we get into the other thing that we watched, something that caught me by total fucking surprise, and it caught a lot of people by total surprise, and I know you were surprised by this as well, was Cody leaving AEW.
Yes.
I was super fucking surprised. Granted, like, we knew that Cody had, his contract had ended at the beginning of January. And we were just like, okay, yeah, he's just gonna keep going or whatever, because he is technically the AEW. So like, it could have just been, you know, as far as a fighting contract or whatever. But it turns out, no, it wasn't just a fighting contract. It was more than just that. It was his overall contract, period. Yeah. And he was just like, they had, like, you know, they gave him a few months to actually, you know, get his shit together and see what they were going to do, try to get some type of negotiations and everything. But that fell through. They were pretty much like, he wasn't agreeing with Tony Khan's stipulations, I guess, or whatever, and they pretty much had to wind up going separate ways, which fucking sucks, because Cody was fucking dope.
He was amazing in AEW.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's heavy talks that he might be back with the E.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, he left the E because they made him Stardust.
Yeah. Which was a horrible,
horrible fucking gimmick.
Yeah. And they made him a mid-carder, dude. Like, he's far beyond the mid-carder, dude.
He's far beyond, yeah. Like, I hope that if he does go back to the E, they give him something of a really important role. Like,
almost like a good push.
Like that, and like maybe do backstage shit too, like Triple H right. level, since Triple H probably is like just done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I doubt we'll ever see him in the ring again.
Right. Who, Triple H?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I highly doubt
that. He had that like cardiac thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I highly doubt he'll be back in the ring.
So like, hopefully they do something good with him. Hopefully he makes wise decisions too. And it's like, you know, like, I've always liked Cody Rhodes. I think he was one of the top guys in the E that really, really should have been pushed long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I liked when he was in the tag team with Million Dollar Junior.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Who was so not good in the ring.
Yeah, he was super green then.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, DiBiase Jr. was just terrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was super green then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not like green money, like green bad, like, yeah, what green the fuck.
Awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, Cody was always, like, the top guy out of that tag team. And, like, it's kind of a shame that he is not gonna be part of the AEW family anymore.
Yeah, the company that he helped create.
He helped create.
Yeah.
You know, and like, and the fact that Brandy's gone too.
Yeah.
You know,
the chief like, branding officer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I heard that she's not gonna go to the E.
Yeah, she's not planning on doing anything. She wants to continue wrestling from what I've read, and but she doesn't want to go to the E again because she didn't have like the best of times over there.
No.
Yeah, which is understandable.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, we'll see what happens as this plays out.
Right. He could just like I wouldn't mind if they just fucking just sit back and relax, dude. Like.
Yeah.
But from what everybody's saying is like, yo, there's just like huge, huge, huge things basically saying that they want Cody for WrestleMania eventually.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I say for now, take the time off and just be with your kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, sure they travel all together. I'm sure they travel with the kid, but like maybe just stay home for a bit.
Yeah,
and not even just for your child, but like also the
just amount of relax.
Bumps that Cody took yeah. over the time, just
fucking not just over the time, and like within the last month when he fell off the fucking ladder against Sammy. Right. He also just before that he was in a table. We ran through a table that was on fire with Andrade.
Yeah.
Like a flaming table. He was slammed on a flaming fucking table.
Yeah.
That brandy fucking lit on fire.
Yeah. So.
He's taking a lot of bumps.
They had a lot of bumps. Well, maybe if anything, he's re-signing with WWE because, like, they're a PG company and there'll be less heavy-duty tables and.
Yeah, possibly. Also, like, also for another thing that I read is, like, money. They weren't trying to like he wants more money. And the one that what company's gonna want to pay you more money? A company that's been making billions of dollars.
Yeah.
In the last year that's been releasing everybody.
Yes. The most profitable company that has no wrestlers left.
Yeah. They also just released like this week or earlier today or yesterday or whatever. The main Spanish commentator.
I didn't even see that. Holy
shit. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter earlier. I was like, geez, they like the commentator, the dude that's been there from the fucking beginning, from the 80s.
Yeah.
They released him.
Like, he Jesus. Like, he's the commentator in which he was always there to when his table got broken in the very beginning of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, exactly. The same guy.
Oh man, yeah,
it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
It sucks.
Yeah. Another one thing that didn't suck in wrestling though on Dynamite was the Thunder Rosa match against Martinez. What was her name? Something Martinez. I forgot the first name, but it's a great fucking match. It was no disqualification, brawl, pretty much.
Okay.
And one of the biggest bumps was they were trying to do a suplex from inside to outside of the ring onto a table. The table did not break.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Again, why aren't tables breaking?
Yeah, seriously.
That's happened so much as of late. Tables are not breaking. These people are making too hard of tables to be broken to. It's fucking crazy, dude. Oh, Mercedes Martinez. There we go. That's okay. Yeah. Fantastic fucking match. Overall, regardless of that, of just that match, but overall, Dynamite was fucking a banger of a fucking show this week. Fucking amazing. And then I guess we could get into the show that we both enjoyed the fuck out of, and it was a finale for the seasons, and we're talking about Peacemaker,
and I'm so happy that we get to say season finale.
Yes. Season finale, not just fucking series finale, which we thought was going to happen.
Right. We thought this was going to be like a mini series.
One and done.
One and done, and that's it. But we are officially getting Peacemaker Season 2.
Yes.
At some point, probably 2024.
Yeah. It's a little too late to be late 2022. It's probably 23, maybe 23.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe early 23, if anything. Probably not, because fucking this dude does a bazillion things.
Yeah. But Peacemaker was one of the best shows I've watched this year. And like there was, it was just one beautifully done story.
Yeah.
And I really like how Chris was redeemed at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like because he was a total dick in Suicide Squad, and then
he was a total dick in the beginning of the episode, in the beginning of the season.
Seasons, yeah. And like you see like midway through the season, he started to get that little bit of redemption and he got it at the end of the season.
He slowly got it as the episodes continued.
Yeah. And like I like that I really like that he, despite killing the body of the female detective, he didn't kill the butterfly at the end. Like mm-hmm. he straight up kept it as a pet and like fed it its goo and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and like it's one of the greatest moments of that episode though was the fucking human torpedo helmet.
Yeah. It was fucking amazing. Well, human torpedo.
First she puts it on and then like fucking knocks herself unconscious.
Yeah.
And then like when he decides to kill the cow, he's like human torpedo and he fucking shoots her through.
Yep.
Oh man. Such a great fucking series.
Yeah.
And John Cena really, really was just
he pulls through. He does his thing. He's really good.
I mean, and the whole cast was great.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, one of the things I did not expect, and I know you didn't expect it, was the Justice League.
Yeah, the Justice League appearance.
And like when in the beginning of the episode where
you're like, oh, why don't you call the Justice League? Yeah.
Yeah. But then like you see the shadowy figures of the JL. Mm-hmm. But like I didn't expect to get Ezra Miller and fucking Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Which is it was a great cameo. I was not expecting that at all. I was like, yeah, this is fucking great.
And the whole thing tying back to the beginning with the whole fucking of fish.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. He's like, I don't fuck fish. I don't know. It seems like a true thing.
Yeah.
Peacemaker was a fantastic fucking show, dude.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, two of the greatest things I've watched this year that came out this year were fucking Peacemaker and Reacher.
Yep. Both comic book type scenes.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily Reacher, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Fictional
characters that are just badass and,
yeah,
you know, great storytelling, great acting by the entire mm-hmm. cast on both shows.
Amazing fucking writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, and I brought it up to you in previous episodes. It's like, the thing about James Gunn is that he wrote this series, but he let somebody else direct a few of them,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't tell.
Yep.
They all kept the same flow.
The same flow, the same pace, the same look, pretty much.
Right, like director A, B, and C
mm-hmm.
directed identically to James Gunn.
Yep.
Without missing a beat.
And that's how it should be, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just like, it's gonna be like, fuck, now it's like we don't have anything next week.
Yeah. It's okay.
I got
no
shows, nothing until Moon Knight, damn it.
Right.
I mean, we got
nothing yet, but
we gotta wait a month.
Yeah. It's okay. Oh, man. It's okay.
I hope so.
It'll be a good reset period. So we get something like that. But it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be very well worth it. Like I said, that leads us into our geek shit for the week. The first piece, of course, was Peacemaker season 2. But then we also got some awesome news, something that I'm super excited for. I've been a super fan of the Super Friends back in the day, right?
Of course. I grew up on that.
Yeah. And then we got news this week that HBO Max is working on a Wonder Twins movie. Written by the guy that's doing Black Adam. Adam Schwichtel? Adam that dude. He's gonna be writing and directing the Wonder Twins for HBO Max. And that goes to tell you that like they trust him so much in something completely new. When Black Adam hasn't even come out yet.
Right. And now, is this going to be animated or is it going to be live action?
I don't know.
Because, like, I'd be intrigued to see a live action Wonder Twins.
Hell yeah.
Especially if it's going to be the guy who's doing Black Adam. Who's to say that they don't eventually.
Oh, it is live action. It is live action.
Okay, there you go. So you're going to have a live action Wonder Twins show.
Mm-hmm. Movie. Not show.
Movie, right, that's what I mean. Yeah. But you know, a live action Wonder Twins movie that like written and directed by the same guy who's doing Black Adam, so his universe is created.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see where this goes, who plays them.
Absolutely.
You know, just form of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Form of stupid shit that nobody gives a fuck about.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they'll make it more badass than that.
remember when they spoofed that on Family Guy?
And oh, my God. Oh, my God. So fucking funny.
A tampon. Yeah. I'm just waiting here.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So much fun shit has been made up because of that. So good. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm super excited to see a live action Wonder Twins, because of course, you know, it's something that hasn't done, nothing's really come out of it since what, the 70s, pretty much,
at least.
Yeah. So for to have them being in the DC extended universe would be very fucking cool.
Now, if only we can get a live action Plastic Man.
Yes, please. Yes, fucking please.
Because he was the fucking star in Injustice.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited. I really want that, dude. I really want a Plastic Man, dude.
Me too.
Like, they could do so much with it. Especially, like the fact that they've been talking about doing, like, fucking Stretch Armstrong for a while, and then we've had fucking, like, the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, like, they've been shitty Fantastic Fours, but right. Mr. Fantastic's actually been pretty good in it. Yeah. As far as, like, the CG for, you know, Mr. Fantastic.
Right. So, like, obviously, you know, CGI got way better over the course
of it has, absolutely. Generations.
So, like, and you could also do, like, a practical effect on top of the CG and make it work. And and come on, DC, we want our Plastic Man movie.
Yeah, yeah. Bring us fucking Plastic Man, damn it. Yeah. We can do this. Yeah. Then something else that came out, of course, from the DC universe. Something that's super fucking exciting. Something that I really want. I can't fucking wait for. We've been super excited and like eagerly anticipating and eagerly waiting for the Batman with, you know, Robert Pattinson. But we got news this week that Matt Reeves will continue to do a sequel for the Batman, but this time the story is going to follow the death of the death of Robin, the death in the family, essentially Robin dying. But I am excited for this shit because this is one of those stories that's one of the most followed stories
yeah
that we've ever thought of, has ever been thought of in within, you know, the DC universe in general.
Well, I mean, right, they killed off Robin in the Jason Todd animated one way back. But, like, it would be insane to finally get a live-action, dark and gritty Death of the Family.
Yeah. It'd be fucking fantastic, dude. Cannot wait for that shit.
No, me neither.
I want that now. Like, what are you waiting for? Yeah. So, yes, I want that. I want that now. We need to have that. We need to see which version. Are they going to go with, you know, the regular original version of Robin that winds up dying? Or what are they going to do with this one? Are they going to...
I don't know, but if he's alive...
Because we haven't had Robin yet. We haven't had Robin within, you know, that universe yet that we know of. So are they going to go with you know, the Jason Todd? Or because obviously it's not going to be Dick Grayson.
Right. I would love it if they allowed him. I don't know if they're whatever the rule is with like DC and contracts, but we already have the perfect Robin who turned into Jason Todd.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the kid from Titans. So
fucking
fantastic,
dude.
If anybody listening has not watched Titans yet, fucking watch Titans. It took me a long time to finally watch it, and I did, and I'm so grateful.
Very well worth it.
I mean, it's live action DC TV done right. Like, there's blood within the first like 5 minutes of the first episode.
Yep.
And you'll fall in love with Hawk.
Yeah.
Who will later become Jack Reacher on another show.
Yep.
But you already have that kid who's perfect. I say just let him be the fucking
just let him be
the live action Robin in that.
Yeah, but I highly doubt that'll happen.
Right, fan casting.
Yeah. It's okay though. We can fan cast all we want. Yeah,
and I'm sure whoever they choose will be good because we honestly did not expect to want Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Yeah,
because we're all like, oh, Twilight, but you know what? Fuck that. Even he hates those movies. Like,
yeah.
Just do yourselves a favor and watch Good Time.
Right.
You know,
that feels great.
Fan fucking tastic in that. And I heard The Lighthouse is really good.
I heard that too. Like, I've been wanting to watch it, but the fact that it's in black and white sounds like, I don't know.
Yeah. But like.
But you gotta think about it too. Like, also, everybody was bitching about Batfleck when they first were like, oh my god, this is going to be so whack. Why are they going to have it? Dude, honestly, not going to lie. He is probably one of my favorite Batman so far.
Oh, absolutely he is.
Yeah.
Like, he was flat out perfect as Batman.
Yeah. Like, none of that. Yeah. No. None of the Cookie Monster fucking... Christian Bale shit. Yeah. It was good. He was good. He was good as a Batman, and I enjoyed the fuck out of him as that. So
absolutely.
I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. Also, I didn't put it into the notes, but I completely forgot about it until right now. They released stills from Batgirl.
Yes.
The Batgirl movie that's coming out within the next, you know, the next year or whatever, coming to HBO Max or whatever, but or probably even theaters. But we got stills of Michael Keaton in the Batman suit from the 1989 Batman suit. Looks fucking dope. So fucking cool. I am so fucking excited for Batgirl, dude. Cannot fucking wait for that shit because it looks fucking dope. Just from that alone, we haven't seen much from, you know, from anybody else or from anybody else that's supposed to be in the movie other than Batgirl, because her suit looks fucking dope as fuck too.
Yeah, her suit almost looks cosplay, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not cosplay. It looks fucking great. Because sometimes the cosplayers are better than fucking a lot of the regular costume designers.
Yeah.
But dude. This looks fucking dope. Super fucking excited to see what they're gonna do with Batgirl. I'm like, want it now.
Yeah.
Again, I think I'm asking for too much, but I want it now. I don't care.
And I like minor upgrades to Batman's suit.
Yes.
But it still has the Keaton 89, 91 look.
Yeah, with the super bright yellow fucking bat symbol and everything.
This version. I have my neck in Batman
right now. Hell yeah, dude. Hell fucking yeah, dude. It looks fucking dope. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. I want this now.
I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, yeah. Again, another DC thing that we want now.
Yes.
I think we're being very, very, very demanding.
We are.
But it's okay. Because I don't fucking mind demanding these shits because we're going to get them soon anyway, so. Then some other shit that came out. Something outside of the DC universe. Outside of the DC realm for now. Something that I thought was really fucking exciting. Netflix, the place that does just about anything and everything, is working on a BioShock movie. That I am super fucking excited for.
I'm intrigued by that.
I enjoy the BioShock series. I think that's probably one of the last video games that I actually played.
Okay.
And I enjoyed the fuck out of it. Like, I enjoyed the first one. The second one was pretty fucking dope. It was really fucking cool. So the fact that Netflix is going to work on it, I am very fucking excited because they've done a lot of good shit on the Netflix, and I want to see what they're going to do with it.
You know, that's a game series that I've never played.
Okay, that's fair.
But it does look fucking cool.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's a really good story. It's it takes you to some pretty fucking dope places. It's really dark too, which I fucking love. I love dark stories.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's semi-futuristic, very steampunk, very fucking cool. Very, very big fan of the steampunk shits. I want to see that. I want to see that very, very soon. Cannot wait. Jesus, cat, dude. Come on. Still got the cat on my fucking shoulders. The next shit that came out, something that was pretty cool so far. We still haven't gotten to the four of Stranger Things, but which is, I guess, coming very soon, season four. But we got news that they will be concluding the story of the Upside Down in season five. So they're going to have one more season after season four comes out, which is very sad because, you know, it's a very, very, very beloved series. And also, like, we've grown to love all these characters and all the people playing these characters.
And so. Yes, it is sad to see them go, but the Duffer brothers have said in the past that they only wanted to go about five seasons.
Yeah, which is fair because you don't want to overstay your welcome, pretty much.
And also, like they have ideas for like spin-off series eventually.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So
I can see it.
Like, let's close out this chapter and this cast, mm-hmm. and let's just go move on toward other stories.
Yep.
Because it's clear that they're really good at storytelling.
Yeah.
So
I'm down for it, dude. I want to see this shit. Not that I want the series to end, but I want to see where it's going to go. Because we've gotten this far. We've made it all the way to fucking Russia and shit. So seeing how far it continues, see where else it'll go as far as the series, I'm like, I want to see where it's going, what they're going to do with it. And now, a bit of a main event, I guess you can say. Before the main event. Something that came out this week, other than, you know, the geek shit, was something that we kind of geeked over because we were children's in the 80s, and we got a lot of shit on the TGIFs back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only just TGIFs, but on I think it was, what was it? The WB back in the day. It was all the shits that came out back in the day. You know, super cool shit. A lot of the Disney afternoons. One of the Disney afternoon shows that was fucking one of my favorites was Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Absolutely.
And we got news this week. Something that I was not expecting at all. That we're getting a Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers movie coming out next month.
Yeah.
Next month on Disney Plus. Super fucking excited. It's they're not calling it a reboot. They're calling it more like an extension of the show, because it's been, what, 30 years since the original.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it as it was a show. It was like a show that was recorded and it was put out on TV, and that's how they became famous. But they're actually real people. Not necessarily real people, but real chipmunks.
And I like the fact that one of them is that 3D animation and the other one is 2D.
Because one of them said, I got upgraded. kind of like he had surgery.
Right. Yeah. And it's voiced by John Mulaney and Andy Samberg.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we watched that trailer the other night, and we're like, oh my god, that looks really funny.
It looks really cool. It looks really cool. Especially was that they bring back Monterey Jack, which is one of my favorite characters. And, the little fly, fucking dope. I forget his name on the show, but I used to fucking love seeing the little fly just buzzing around and shit. I like it, dude. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too.
Like, I've always loved Chip and Dale. Always thought they were fucking great. Was not excited over the Chip and Dale animated shit that they had on fucking the Disney Plus though, because it was just a silly show. Like, they were very, it was very like Tom and Jerry esque.
Yes.
Not a fan. But I get it. You know, it's all not for me. It's for the children and stuff. I get it. But this looks fucking cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it. It looks fucking cool. It looks fun. And they make it a little more adult because, of course, you know, it's for people that actually enjoyed it back in the day. Like, I'm ready for it. I guess now we can get into a lot of the nooks and crannies from the stuff that we got at the Super Bowls. Super Bowl, of course, we know, has a bazillion fucking commercials that are usually fucking amazing. Some better than others, others complete shit. But a couple geeky fucking trailers that were there, they're fucking great. Something shit that we've actually spoken about on the show, because of course it's shit that we've enjoyed forever, pretty much. First trailer, which happened within the first couple minutes of the Super Bowl, was Doctor Strange and the in the Multiverse of Madness, or just Doctor Strange 2 for those people that were like, oh, why such a long title? Yeah, it's fucking part 2, people. Just fucking deal with it.
So that trailer, it has, sure, it's a comic book movie because it is Doctor Strange.
Yes.
But it's Sam Raimi behind the camera, and absolutely, it's a straight up fucking horror film.
Yes.
Which, I mean, if you don't know Sam Raimi, you are living under a box.
Yep. You're living under a rock. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, this movie, the more I've seen the trailer and the more breakdowns I watch of this trailer, it's looking like we're getting the What If zombies.
Yeah.
Which, that was the lamest episode of What If, in my opinion. But, like,
it's going to be live action.
It's going to be live action and going to be a lot gorier than what you could do on an animated series.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm really curious to see what world it opens.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously, the voice cameo of Patrick Stewart. And then, like, interesting things. Now that the multiverse is 100% confirmed, and we know that we can bring in characters from the Fox stuff.
What are they gonna do? Who are they bringing in?
like, I saw, I was just actually looking at a picture before we started that it looks like Blade is part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's for, that's, yep, that's all about right.
And then one of the other like pictures I saw, screenshot, looks like Deadpool is going to be in one of those like glass cubes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't know what's true or what's false, of course. Right.
Yeah.
But like, also that clip, Ryan Reynolds' interview with Variety.
Yeah, it was a great fucking clip.
Where he's like, "I'm not in it," but you see his face.
No, what he said was, "I'm not supposed to say anything, but I'm not in it."
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Right, but if you look, if you looked at his facial features too when he was saying that, kind of like hinting, like you never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, it wasn't him that released the test footage way back when for Deadpool.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah, like, who knows? I'm excited to see what characters show up.
Yeah.
Will we see Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire again?
Right.
You know?
Will we? Will we actually? Because I know they've had a lot of talks. They've had a lot of you know, rumblings about, being that we are talking about the Illuminati and stuff like that. Namor.
Yeah.
Is he showing up in this?
Because he was rumored to be in Black Panther 2.
Right. Is that going to happen? That would be fucking dope. Also, Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four, the fact that, you know, it is a whole multiverse. Where are we going to get them? We saw Professor X. We didn't see. We heard Professor X. We know he's going to be in it. We checked the IMDb and he's fucking there. So he's going to be in the fucking movie. Without a doubt. There's no question. We're getting fucking Professor X. So I guess that pretty much leads into the fucking DC, to the fucking the X-Men being in the fucking MCU now.
Right.
Exciting as fuck.
Exciting as fuck. Like, you know, and then there was that thing, the not really a controversy, but the whole, like, is that Superior Iron Man played by Tom Cruise?
Right.
Or is it Monica Rambeau?
Mm-hmm.
Because the image is so blurred that it's really hard to see, because they did that shit on purpose.
Exactly. Also, America Chavez. We got a little clip of America Chavez in there.
Yeah.
Also, if you really, really look deep into the fucking trailer, you see the Captain Carter shield.
Absolutely.
Fucking exciting. Like, so much fucking shit in this trailer that you're just like, Jesus Christ, just fucking give us the movie.
Exactly.
I want this now. Again, I'm being so fucking demanding on this episode. I don't care. I love it.
Yeah, like, I really can't wait for this fucking movie.
Yeah. It's gonna be, it looks fucking fantastic. Like, I'm super fucking excited for it.
Now, the true question is that, being that this is a Sam Raimi film, and we all know who Sam Raimi's best friend is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we get a Bruce Campbell cameo of some sort?
Oh, that would be fantastic if we get fucking Ash in the MCU as well.
Well, I mean, not... Well, yeah.
I know. It wouldn't be as Ash. It'd be
great if it was, but, like, it'd be amazing if, like, he just...
Especially if they do the zombies. You fit perfectly.
It would fit 100% perfectly. But, you know, it'd be interesting to see if he shows up as Mysterio.
Ooh.
Because, I don't know if you remember, Sam Raimi wanted to have Mysterio in Spider-Man 4.
Right.
Because that's why Bruce Campbell kept showing up in... That would explain why he kept showing up in Peter Parker's life.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because, right, He was the ring announcer in one. He was the mm-hmm. The snobby usher in two, and then mm-hmm. he was the maitre d' in the French restaurant in three.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you know. So, like, it'd be interesting to see if he does show up in some sort of Mysterio-esque character form.
Interesting, especially since, you know, it is a multiverse. Mm-hmm. So could he have possibly been a villain the entire time? We just never knew.
And then that leads you to that leads you to kind of question, does that mean that we'll see maybe John Malkovich show up as Vulture?
Ooh.
Because he was literally getting paid to play the part. Like, he had a contract.
Mm-hmm. But it never happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of wonder going on. It's like...
Yeah.
Like, this movie is... Where Spider-Man No Way Home opened the door to the multiverse, This literally...
It's kicking the fucking building down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It... Yeah. Yeah.
It's an exciting time.
Spider-Man basically gave Doctor Strange the key to do this. And, and yeah, the whole building's coming down. Worlds are completely...
Colliding. It's colliding.
It's essentially Marvel's version of Crisis.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Absolutely.
Where now all the planets are one. Mm-hmm. All the Earths are one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited to see where this movie takes us. The thrill ride that this, you know, 2-hour-plus movie is going to be.
Yeah.
And then whatever post-credit scene that they're like, surprise!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Or if they just throw a surprise in the middle. Why not?
Well, I mean, as for Deadpool, it's like, you know, there was a fan theory that he was going to be the new Stan Lee.
Right. Which makes complete sense for his character.
Of course. I mean, fucking Killustrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I forget the sequel book, but like it's the one where he basically...
kills the Marvel Universe. That's the first one. The Killustrated is the second.
Marvel Universe, and then he jumps out, kills the writers, and then Killustrated was the sequel book, and then that where Sherlock Holmes had to try to rebuild time.
Yeah.
Fucking great. The point is with Deadpool, like obviously he could jump and break, you know,
break all the walls. Yeah.
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 He's Jericho.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I just had that theme song in my fucking head while you were saying that.
You too.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's gonna be the name of the episode: "Breaking the Walls Down."
Nice. Yeah. It'd be great to see if he does show up, even as that, still using fucking Cable's device, just hopping through time.
Yep.
Oh man, just
fan castings. Fan castings again.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck it. Give it to us now.
Give it to us now.
Another thing that we need like ASAP, which is be coming out in the next couple weeks, is Moon Knight.
Yeah.
That shit looks fucking dope. We see more of what's his name? My brain. My brain's not working today. Tends to not work most Fridays when we record. But Mark Spector going crazy and seeing how crazy he's gotten, and actually we get to see more of Ethan Hawke's character and how he could possibly be playing like Anubis or whatever. It's very fucking cool. I want to see where they're going to continue with this show, like where it's going to go and how they're going to build that world.
And like that one scene in the Super Bowl trailer where you see him dressed up as Mr. Knight.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
Very fucking cool.
I'm super stoked. I like, honestly, I've never read any Moon Knight.
Because he's always been a very obscure character within the DC, within the Marvel Universe.
So like when I first got word that this was a show happening, I think Oscar Isaac was like still in like talks, right? Like it wasn't finalized yet. I'm like, okay. I was like, if I'm gonna watch a show, I should read up on it. And then I read, you know, like kind of like cliff notes of the character. I'm like, okay, so he's basically Marvel's Batman,
but with multiple personalities.
Yeah, and the kill, the no kill rule is not a thing. Mm-hmm.
There is no rule.
There is no rule.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked. I'm ready. I need this now.
Need it injected in my veins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Straight to the motherfucking vein.
So before, while we're on the topic of Marvel, something interesting popped up on my news feed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility that there's going to be more Punisher.
Ooh.
It's going to be on, and it's looking like they're going to go to Hulu.
Yay.
So cool, it's not 100%, right? Take this with a grain of salt.
Of course.
But this comes from MovieWeb, which is a reliable source.
Yeah.
They're one of the more reliable
ones. Yeah, yeah. They're better than a lot of the dirt sheets for wrestling in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So like the rumor is Punisher will be the first series to hit Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to add new content.
I'm down for it, dude.
And I'm like, considering that Hulu is like Netflix, where they could get away with anything.
Yeah.
I'm ready because I need to see more Punisher.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
You know,
like they have Deadpool on there, so why couldn't they fucking do that shit?
Exactly.
You got fucking Deadpool getting pegged, so like,
pegged.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy, I'm ready for it, dude.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like nope.
Yeah. Some other cool shit that came out. Something that I'm super fucking excited for. I've seen all these movies in theaters. All the Lord of the Rings movies. I saw them in theaters. Even the Hobbits. And we got a trailer. The first trailer for The Rings of Power, which is a prequel series to Lord of the Rings.
Right, it's like 1,000 years before or something.
Yeah. And this looks fucking fantastic. Coming to Amazon Prime.
It looks good, but not being a super fan of those movies, like, I'm gonna probably just go, eh.
That's fair. That's fair, because we can't all be complete fans of things. But to me, and to a couple other people that I know that, like, completely enjoy the Lord of the Rings series, super fucking stoked for this shit. Because it looks really fucking good. Granted, like, it goes before the shit that we know that's been on the big screen and has been in the books. Excited to see what they're going to do with it. Because it looks fucking good. Like, I really, really, like I said, I enjoy, I watched all three of these movies. I saw all six of these movies. I saw them in theaters at least twice. I believe I saw all of them at least two times. Not a third time, because the third time I tried to watch them at home and I fell asleep because, of course, they're way too long fucking movies. But I enjoy the fuck out of them. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this show. Because it looks fucking good. It looks like it follows the same elements. It has a lot of the same elements from the movies that made them work very so well. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. I want to see it. I want it. Again, me being demanding and fuck. Like, what the fuck, dude? Why are you being so demanding, Steve, today? I guess because it's a whole new week, right? I might as well, right? There's some other shit that came out that, not necessarily within the Super Bowl, but something that came out shortly after that we saw that was fucking dope. We've been talking about The Boys for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned The Boys Diabolical coming to Amazon Prime, which is the animated anthology series. And we saw little bits and pieces of what it's going to be like. But then we finally got a full trailer for the anthology series. And this trailer looks fucking nuts.
Oh, absolutely. Highly agree.
Yeah. It's all animated. And they're all going to be a little animated, you know, 30 minutes or so.
Well, because it's also like the animators behind Invincible.
Yes.
And we all know how Invincible is, how fucking violent that show is.
And it's absolutely like blood everywhere, fucking fantastic. I am super fucking stoked for this shit, dude.
And the amount of people behind it, as well as the voice cast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so many fucking people, dude.
Like, one of the writers behind it is Awkwafina.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yep. I'm down. I'm down for it. Give me all of it. Because it looks good. It looks really fucking fun. And it kind of, they also, one of the things on there is they kind of, one of the things that they hint at in the trailer is that they go into the origin story of Homelander, which is something that we don't know at the moment yet. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. And then they got a little bit of the comic book version of Huey in it, which is fucking dope.
Yeah, it's Simon Pegg.
Yeah. It's just fucking cool as fuck. Like, I'm excited to see that. I want to see this show. I want to see this. It looks fucking dope. I'm excited, man. Like I said, super fucking excitables today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I love it, dude. I'm super fucking excited for it. Anything else you want to add to this week?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything else. I think we got a lot of good shit out there for this week.
Absolutely, we did.
Yeah. We may miss a couple more things, but it's fine. It's fine. So thank you guys for listening. Go check out all the cool shit that we have on InterCityGeeks.net, of course. We have this show. We have Bryce J Presents. We have Comics with the World, Manga Time, Anime World. The InterCity Geeks webcomic. InterCity Geeks First Watch. InterCity Geeks Turntable. ICGPW Slamcast. It's popping. Good Games. So much fucking shit you can check out on InterCityGeeks.net. Go check all that shit out. And then when you go into the show notes or on the site as well, you can check out some pretty cool places that you can get some pretty fucking cool shit. First place, of course, check out fucking Sideshow Collectibles. Got some pretty fucking cool toys. Really fucking cool shit. One of the recent ones that I saw that's coming out soon, fucking Sliders, dude. Sliders. What? Yes.
The fucking
Jerry O'Connell. Yeah, fucking Sliders.
I love that show.
Yes. That's coming to Sideshow Collectibles very, very soon. So check that shit out. Check it out click the link. Go over there. Go check that shit out. They got a lot of cool shit there. So check that out. Then we also had an awesome place to check out some pretty cool fucking wrestling. And not just wrestling, but there's also like MMA stuff and, you know, some soccer stuff. A lot of cool shit to like check out. It's fucking great. Check out click the link for Fright TV. So much fucking cool shit. This weekend, of course, probably by the time this episode comes out, it'll be up there. But Impact Wrestling's new pay-per-view or recent pay-per-view that's going to be No Surrender, which is going to be a pretty cool pay-per-view. That's going to be out by the time this comes out, so it's going to be on like on demand or whatever. You can buy it on there. But they got a lot of cool shit on there. One of the things that I watched this week from there was they had the best of Bryan Danielson from ROH. Nice. And that was really fucking cool. The first match that they had on there, because of course, you know, he was inducted into the ROH Hall of Fame this past week. But he had a match against Kenta, and that was such a fucking amazing match from 2006.
Yeah.
And he was so fucking good then.
Was that before the E, or was that when he got pre-E fired?
Yes, it was before the E. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
It was really fucking good. So like go check out Fight TV. There's a lot of cool shit on there, like I said. A lot of cool shit that's free. There's also a lot of cool pay-per-views you can check out. So go check all that shit out. Super fun shit. Go check out Fight TV on the show notes. Then we also got a link to Amazon, where you get some pretty cool shit, of course. Regular Amazon shit, like always. You can get your first month of Amazon Prime for free. And then you can have You can watch The Boys, and you can watch Diabolical that's coming out in the next couple weeks. So why the fuck not? Go do all that shit. Check all that shit out. You could get some pretty cool shirts and hats from Soul Sick Clothing Company. It's SOESIC clothing.co. And you can type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. You go to that. Then we have another link to another cool fucking place for some beardly goodness. Check out beardoctane.com where you get some pretty cool shit for your beard. Some balms, butters, oils, some tools for your beard. Check all that shit out, because why the fuck not, right? We all like our beard looking nice. So check out Beard Octane. And then type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Then we got links to CBDMD, where you get some pretty cool CBD shit for yourself. Make you feel good, make you feel better. And just to fucking relax. Sometimes you need that you know, that little chill pill. what else is out there? Did I catch it all? I think I did. Yeah. I think I catch all the places for to check over there. Then you can find the show on some pretty cool places. Of course, you can find it on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast. But most importantly, Jesus Christ, I got a yuck mouth today. Most importantly, you can find us on motherfucking Spotify. The place that fucking, you can find everything. Whether it's music or fucking podcasts, find it all on fucking Spotify. Place to go, place to be. Place to find us. Why not? Check us out over there. Then you can find us on the socials. So Inner City Geeks on the Facey Space. So facespace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On the Twitter at Inner City Geeks. On Instagram at Inner City Geeks. And where can find you, sir?
You can currently find me slipping and sliding in this chair while listening to the sound of the rain hitting my roof.
Nice.
Got that.
Don't fall asleep.
I got my barbecue in just in time today.
Nice.
you could find me on social media as well. You could check out bright2jpresents.com, which also has links to the innercitygeeks.net link for all the shits that Steve just said. And then, of course, check out older videos and blogs and shit. I got stuff in the works.
Got a lot of stuff on the works.
Yeah, I got a definite blog coming up sooner than later. More of a written review of a show. Mm-hmm. I finally decided to write about Midnight Mass, because it's one of the shows that really stuck with me.
Okay, yeah, it still stuck with you because you watched it months ago and you like it.
Yeah, and it, to me, I think it's one of Mike Flanagan's best works.
Okay, I still have to watch it.
It was really fucking Needful Things meets The Stand.
Okay, I like
very
it.
Very Stephen King vibe. The show hits me in the feels to the point where it had me. I don't do religion, but it hit me and like made me question my beliefs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that fucked up. So rather than just like sitting and stirring about it, I decided to finally write about it.
That's fair.
So that'll be coming sooner than later.
Soonish, you could say.
Soonish. Anyway, so you can find me on all that stuff, and of course, you can check out my Instagram and my Twitter, both Bright2jpresents.
Nice. And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MSTERJACKAL. That pretty much wraps it up for this week. Thank you guys for listening. I don't think we're going to have an episode next week. So, because I'm going on vacation. We're all going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going up to visit the homeland. Yeah, so I'll be up there. We'll have stories from up there when I come back. But yeah, like I said, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking out the show. Thank you guys for sharing. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate all the love that you give the show. Like I said, thank you guys for listening. I'll say it all the times. You guys are the best. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.